Chapter 4.
I think she's up to something.
Cassie glanced out the window toward the brew and bake. The magenta tips of her spiky short blonde hair seemed to glow in the sun streaming through the window.
Really? Why do you say that?
Lexi looked up from the old cookbook she held in her hands. The yellowed pages were dotted with stains, and the binding bulged with various recipes handwritten on paper and index cards, or ripped from magazines. One of her most prized possessions, the collection had been in her family since her great-grandmother, with each new generation adding to it.
I can't say for sure, but don't you think it's weird someone would open a bakery right across from another bakery?
I suppose so, but maybe she's just not very smart. Cassie pressed her lips together.
There's something else.
What?
I'm pretty sure I saw her sneaking around out back near our dumpster the other day.
The dumpster? What would she want out there? Cassie shrugged.
Who knows? Maybe to find out something about the ingredients we use or something?
Or find notes for some of my recipes, Lexi thought, looking back down at the cookbook. All the more reason for me to make sure I win the baking contest in the bicentennial, Lexi said. Then the whole town will know our bakery is the best.
When is Helen's article coming out in the paper? Cassie asked.
Good question. That should help business along. I'll have to call Nan's and find out.
No need to call. You can just ask her yourself.
Cassie jerked her chin toward the door that had just swung open to reveal Nan's, Ruth, Ida, and Helen.
Hiya, girls!
Nan's yelled out a greeting on her way to the pastry case. Lexi and Cassie greeted the four older women, then grabbed an assortment of pastries from the bakery cases and brought them to the tables.
So, when is your article coming out, Helen?
Lexi asked once everyone was seated with a cup of steaming coffee or tea and the array of pastries in front of them. Helen broke off a piece of blueberry scone.
It's supposed to be Wednesday. I don't think the owner of the other bakery is going to like it much.
Oh?
Cassie raised a pierced brow at Helen.
Their goods are not as tasty as Lexi's. I did an in-depth comparison and simply told the truth in my article. I have several factors I judged them on, and Lexi's came out as far superior.
Helen shrugged, then added hastily,
and it's not just because she's Nan's granddaughter either.
Lexi slid her eyes over to the brew and bake. She could see a couple of customers milling around inside, but it was nothing like the day before, even though her sign still announced a 50% off sale. She watched the door open. A familiar figure shuffled out, cane in one hand and grocery bag in the other. Victor Nussbaum, the traitor. Lexi watched him amble across the street, dangling his cane from the wrist of the hand that held the bag, while he put something in his pocket with the other hand. Lexi wondered why he had gone to the other bakery when the day before she had gotten the feeling he didn't approve. Maybe the lure of getting 50% off was too great.
So, Lexi, were you able to get any information out of Jack about the skull?
Nan's eager voice pulled her attention from the window.
Not too much. He said the police were going into the sewer lines today to look for the rest of the bones and any evidence, Lexi said.
Oh, and he did say the skull was from a man, and they suspect he was murdered.
Ida gasped.
I knew it.
Ruth rubbed her hands together.
This is very exciting.
Maybe we can integrate his murder into the display we are making for the bicentennial.
We'll need to research it first, of course, Nan said.
Naturally, Helen added.
Where do we start?
Ida asked.
If only we could get into the sewer.
Ruth craned her neck toward the end of the street where they had found the skull.
Maybe once the police are done, we can talk to the sewer workers, Nan said. John said they were going to be done today, and then the sewer workers could finish up in a couple of days, Cassie added. She'd heard about the skull from her husband, John, also a homicide detective. Jack said there's other ways to get into the sewers, too, Lexi said, then immediately regretted it. She wasn't sure she liked the idea of her grandmother crawling around in the sewer. Nan's face lit up.
Really? Did he say where?
No, Lexi drew the word out.
Well, that's no help, Ida said. Maybe we can go to the town hall and look up the blueprints. That's what they always do on TV.
We need to go down there anyway to do some more research for the Historical Society display, Ruth added.
Which reminds me.
Nan's rummaged inside her purse, pulled out a piece of paper, and handed it to Lexi.
We found this newspaper article showing your great-grandma winning the Brook Ridge Falls Oktoberfest with her famous scones. So, all those times she bragged about the recipe being a surefire contest winner, she wasn't just shining us on.
Lexi's heart warmed as she looked at the paper. She had vague but fond memories of her great-grandmother, who had died when she was 8. The picture showed a younger version of great-grandma, proudly holding a blue ribbon. Boy, I wish she were here to help me make the scones for the contest, Lexi said.
Oh, don't worry, dear. Nan's patted her hand. You're a wonderful baker. You'll make the prize-winning scones, and you'll certainly beat out the other bakery.
Of course. And I have great-grandma's recipe right here. Lexi fingered a dog-eared yellow piece of paper that stuck out from the edge of the book. Actually, I think I'll go back to the kitchen right now and make a practice batch. She stood, clutching the book to her chest. Cassie, can you watch the front?
Of course.
Thanks. Lexi started toward the back. She should feel good. After all, she had the recipe that had proven to win dozens of contests for both her great-grandmother and herself. Plus, she knew the baked items at the other place didn't even taste that good. So, why did she feel less than confident? Maybe it was because of what Cassie had said about seeing the other owner out at the dumpster. That seemed to indicate she wasn't just someone who didn't have the business smarts to not open a bakery across the street from an established one, but that she was actively trying to compete with Lexi. But why would she do that? Lexi couldn't come up with a good reason. On her way to the kitchen, Lexi peered out at the dumpster. Was there information to be gained by looking through another bakery's dumpster? Lexi had no idea, but she also had no intention of letting the other baker get the upper hand. Two could play at the dumpster diving game. The scent of butter and sugar from an afternoon of baking scones hung in the air around Lexi and Cassie as they crouched down in the darkness of the front room of the Cup and Cake.
"Is she ever going to leave?"
Cassie hissed, peeking up over the edge of the window to look across the street at the brew and bake. Lexi shifted her position in an attempt to stop her legs from cramping. It was almost 8 o'clock, and they'd closed down the Cup and Cake over an hour ago. Lexi pulled the black knit hat down across her forehead, then looked up over the edge of the window. Across the street, the blonde bustled around her cafe tables, wiping them down and rearranging the napkin and sugar holders. Lexi's heart skipped, and she quickly ducked back down when the other woman glanced out toward her.
"I don't think she can see us. It's pitch black in here,"
Cassie said, as if reading Lexi's mind.
"Thank God, she's turning the sign on the door."
Lexi poked her head back up in time to see the blonde turn the sign to closed and grab her coat from a coat rack beside the door, before turning off the light and exiting the shop.
"Let's go."
Lexi scurried to the back door. The two of them crept outside,
then ran across the street like shadows in their identical head-to-toe all-black outfits. It had turned cold after sunset. Bottles topped with thin ice crunched under Lexi's black boots as she slipped along the side of the Brew and Bake and made a beeline for the dumpster.
"What are we looking for?"
Cassie whispered.
"I don't know, but if she looked in our dumpster, it's only fair we look in hers. There must be something one can find out by looking in your competitor's dumpster, but I guess we won't know until we find it."
Lexi eyed the dumpster. It was one of the smaller ones, and she could see over the edge without having to get up on anything, except it was hard to see anything in there in the dark.
"Did you bring a flashlight?" Lexi asked.
Cassie answered by snapping on a small light and aiming a thin beam into the dumpster.
"What is all this? It looks like just a bunch of cardboard boxes."
Lexi heaved herself up on the side, balancing like a seesaw on her hip bones. She reached into the dumpster, lifting one of the boxes to flip it over. Her breath caught in her throat when she saw the lettering.
"These are from the grocery store."
She picked one up and tossed it out to Cassie.
"That's Scammer. Do you think she's buying baked goods at the grocery store and passing them off as hers?"
Cassie asked. Lexi rummaged through the pile to see if she could find anything else, but the only things in there were more boxes, along with something gooey and sticky, which made her thankful she was wearing gloves. She slid off the side of the dumpster before answering her friend's question.
"Well, it sure seems like she has a lot of grocery store bakery boxes.
But why would she open a bakery and then try to pass off grocery store goods?" Cassie frowned down at the box in her hand.
"I have no idea."
"Shh."
Lexi heard a click coming from the direction of the back door and cut Cassie off. She pulled Cassie behind the dumpster in a crouch. Lexi craned her neck to peer around the edge of the dumpster, just as a slice of light spilled out from the opening door. She jerked her head back and leaned against the cold metal.
"Figure out a way to get access or cross the street,"
a man's voice said. More boxes clanged into the dumpster, causing the girls to cringe. Lexi's heart hammered in her chest. Her breath came out in short puffs of condensation. Beside her, Cassie rubbed her arms. Her nose was red from the cold.
"That's going to be hard, but I have an idea. Maybe we can..."
The woman's voice was cut off by the door shutting behind them as they went inside. Lexi exchanged a wide-eyed look with Cassie.
Across the street? Did they mean her bakery?
"Let's get out of here before they come back out."
Cassie ventured a look over the top of the dumpster. Lexi nodded, and the two girls ran for the side of the building, then across the street to the safety of the cup and cake.
"What was that about?"
Lexi unlocked the back door to her bakery.
"Sounded like they want to get into your bakery."
"Yeah, it sure did."
Lexi looked around the gleaming stainless steel kitchen. "But what could they possibly want in here? And who was that guy?" Cassie shrugged.
"Maybe he is her business partner. My guess is they want your scones recipe. If they can win the contest, it would lend a lot of credibility to their bakery, even if it is full of repurposed grocery store items."
Lexi pressed her lips together. Winning the contest would give the bakery credibility, but surely they couldn't want to run a bakery that bad. She knew from experience the bakery business was no road to easy riches. It required a lot of hard work for very little money. And if you don't like baking in the first place, which it seems the people over at the Brew and Bake didn't, then what was the point? She grabbed her purse and wool navy blue peacoat from the coat rack, where she kept the vintage aprons she liked to wear. She hadn't wanted to explain her dumpster diving plans to Jack, so she'd told him she and Cassie were going out for some girl time after work. He would be expecting her home soon. "I guess we'd better be going." Lexi shoved her arms through the sleeves of her coat. Then the two of them went back out the door to where their cars were parked behind the bakery. Lexi glanced across the narrow parking lot toward the Brew and Bake. I have a funny feeling something strange is going on over there. It seems like someone is going to an awful lot of trouble just to win a baking contest for a bakery that doesn't even bake its own pastries.